from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. This week, we've got our fully stuffed edition, A Feeling Shared with David Wiegand. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Cy.
And we do have a very full show, so let's kick it off with a duo that's a genre to itself.
Cold freezing night. Oh, baby. Ow, 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 ow. Come on, clap.
Okay, that is weird, David. Tell us about this band. They're called The Books.
They also do, you know, they do so much, frankly. I mean, they do music. This is that one is called A Cold Freezing Night, but they've done all kinds of things. They're a wonderfully experimental group. My actual favorite album that they did is from, I think, 2006, called Music for French Elevators, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a whole bunch of really small creative pieces.
The Books play the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco next Tuesday. And now more books of a sort for our cheap thrill. David, tell us about Quiet Lightning.
Well, Quiet Lightning is a great reading series. And what's great about it is that you don't necessarily hear, the big New York Times bestseller authors who's like sailing through just for a day on tour. But these are often younger writers, experimental writers, people on the edge who really get a forum and have a huge following in the city. And they're marking their first year. You'll get to hear writers like Kim Adonisio, Bucky Sinister, Peg Alford Purcell, all kinds of people. And it's a cheap thrill. It's only $5.
Catch those neighborhood heroes as part of the Quiet Lightning series at 111 Minna Gallery in San Francisco on Tuesday. And now for something old from Weezer. Something old and something blue off the Blue album from 1994. And Weezer's in San Francisco this week. They're presenting a performance of the songs from Blue.
That's right. In fact, they're doing two different nights and two different albums. They'll be doing Blue one night and Pinkerton the other night. They're a really amazing group. They've been around since 1992. You know, the thing about it's hard to believe that they've been around that long in so many ways. And they've remained very, very vital, very, very fresh.
Weezer plays two nights, Monday and Tuesday, at the Masonic Auditorium in San Francisco. And next, a hardworking 29-year-old from California with a huge range. I don't want your medicine. Sick as I am, sick as I am. I don't need your helping hand. I got a plan, so I got a plan. I like what you did, would you do it again? What was your name? Tell me your name. I like what you did. That's Jackie Greene, and this old soul is turning 30. David, tell us more about him.
You know, I remember when he was really just a kid and everybody was so blown away by a Sacramento musician, so talented. He's played with so many great performers and really is respected by these, you know, the giants of the music business, and for good reason. It's kind of hard to believe he's turning 30, but, you know, he's going to do it in a very, very big way with a huge birthday concert tomorrow at the Fillmore, but he's also going to be in Sacramento tonight because he loves the Sacramento fans.
Dance off that extra stuffing with Jackie Greene at the Torch Club in Sacramento tonight, the Fillmore in San Francisco tomorrow night. And you want passion this holiday season? We've got it. Passion mm-hmm. of Joan of Arc and an amazing musical event to accompany this silent film. Just listen. So, David, I don't think that's what Parisian audiences heard when this French film premiered in 1928. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, actually, it's a silent film. It's a wonderful silent film from 1928, directed by Carl Theodor Dreyer. It is considered one of the classics of silent film, particularly for the performance of the star, René Jean Falconetti, who plays Joan. And it's considered, you know, one of the great performances of film of any kind, silent or speaking. And in 1994, Richard Einhorn composed this particular piece inspired by the film, so it'll be performed live at the Paramount Theater with a whole bunch of choirs as the film is shown.
The Pacific Film Archive presents The Passion of Joan of Arc and the live score Voices of Light on Thursday at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. This should be very good. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiggins, the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. We've got details on all these listings at our website, kqed.org/the-do-list, plus our podcast and a link to the events page at sfgate.com. For The Do List, I'm Cy Musiker.